Hello, I'm Father Anthony Gramlich from the Marians of the Immaculate Conception in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Welcome to Mercy Moments Bible Study, a weekly practical guide on the Divine Mercy Catholic Bible. If you're new here, welcome. If you've been following along since the start, consider inviting your friends or family to join us as we delve into Scripture and deepen our understanding of God's Word. For this week's passage, please welcome Marian Father Andy Davey, reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 45, 4 through 15, and chapter 50, 15 through 21.
So Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, I beg you." And they came near, and he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are yet 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Make haste and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen. And you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, and your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. And there I will provide for you. For there are yet 5 years of famine to come, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty. And now your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father of all my splendor in Egypt and of all that you have seen. Make haste and bring my father down here.' Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, 'It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil which we did to him.' So they sent a message to Joseph saying, 'Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, "Forgive, I beg you, the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now we pray you, forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.' Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' But Joseph said to them, 'Fear not, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones.' Thus he reassured them and comforted them. 'You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Other people cannot ruin our lives. They can certainly make us suffer, sometimes in prolonged and deep ways. But God can always bring good out of evil if we let him. Joseph is left for dead in a desert pit by his jealous brothers, sold into slavery and led away into Egypt. Still, he trusts in God and obeys his commandments. Joseph eventually sees how God will use his life in a most unexpected way, rescuing his family from starvation and bringing them to safety in Egypt. As the theologian Austin Ferrer once wrote, God's own divine way is to make unthought of goods out of permitted evils. like Joseph, we are called to entrust to God each day the most painful and seemingly hopeless situations in our lives and give His mercy an opportunity to work. Obey His commandments and watch Him work in your life in His own time and His own way, and often in a most unexpected way.
Thank you, Father Andy, for that wonderful reading from Genesis. Here we have in Genesis where Joseph was sinned against by his brothers. His brothers sold him into slavery, and then Joseph was risen up in Egypt. He became powerful, and his brothers came back to him, and his brothers thought that Joseph was going to do bad to him. But Joseph forgave his brothers. He let go. He let go of the grievances that he held against them. How can we apply this in our lives? Sometimes we have people that do wrong against us. They sin against us. They hurt us. And we have a hard time forgiving. We need to ask for God's mercy. We need to ask for God's mercy upon others, to do good to others, even if they've done bad against us, even if we're hurting inside. We need to ask Jesus, heal that wound inside and help me to forgive others as you have forgiven me. I always say forgiveness is divine. It's not something that's human. It's something that's divine. And so today, if you have hurts, pains in your heart of someone that has hurt you, ask God for that grace to forgive the others who have hurt you, to do good to others. And if you do good to others, then you're truly a child of God. Thank you for being here as we continue our exploration through the Divine Mercy Catholic Bible. If you'd like to follow along with us, you can order your own copy at shopmercy.org. May God bless you and see you next week.